This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the U.N. Security Council that Russia is planning to attack Ukraine within days. Blinken described the Biden administration's concerns on Thursday after making a last-minute change to his travel plans. As fears mount that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine, he said U.S. intelligence predicts an attack that includes missile and bomb strikes against Ukraine, cyber attacks on what he called key Ukrainian institutions, and tank and troop invasions on vital targets, including the capital, Kiev. He said the attack could be preceded by a fabricated excuse involving a fake or a real chemical weapons assault. Blinken had also told the council that he'd sent a letter to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov earlier in the day, proposing an in-person meeting in Europe next week. Also Thursday, Russia expelled the U.S. deputy ambassador to Russia, a move the White House deputy press secretary called unprovoked. And NATO allies accused Russia of spreading disinformation about pulling back troops. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces and Russia-backed separatists accused each other of intensive shelling along the line that separates them in eastern Ukraine. Russia continues to deny it's planning to invade Ukraine and maintains it can rightfully deploy troops where it feels necessary to offset threats from NATO. The Kremlin wants the West to bar Ukraine and other former Soviet nations from joining NATO, end weapons deployments near its borders, and withdraw forces from Eastern Europe. The Western allies have rejected all of those demands. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. More than 100 people have died from floods and mudslides in the city of Petropolis in Brazil. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Footage on social media showed homes and cars being swept away and water swirling through the city. One video showed a bus being swallowed up by a flooded river as passengers scurried out of the windows for safety. Unfortunately, not everyone made it onto the riverbanks and some were washed away out of sight. Survivors were digging to find loved ones who disappeared after the landslides. Officials were unable to tell how many bodies are missing or still trapped in the mud. Petropolis resident Rosaline Virginia was left traumatized by the events. I could only hear my brother yelling, "Help, help. My God, it's very sad to see people asking for help and having no way of helping, no way of doing anything. It's desperate, a feeling of loss so big." I'm Karen Chamas.
Ecuador's National Assembly on Thursday approved regulation to allow women and girls access to abortions in cases of rape, amid widespread debate about the issue in the mostly conservative country. The vote comes after the Constitutional Court gave the green light for abortion in cases of rape last April and ordered legislators to speedily regulate the procedure. Women will be able to abort pregnancies arising from rape until 12 weeks of gestation, though indigenous women and those living in rural areas will have 18 weeks. Soldiers in Myanmar have razed at least 4,500 civilian homes since the military seized power in a coup just over a year ago. This according to research group Data for Myanmar, which monitors the effect of political and armed conflicts. The homes were targeted in townships where there's a strong resistance to the junta. The junta overthrew the democratically elected government just over a year ago. On Tuesday, watchdog group Fortify Rights urged the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to back a UN Security Council mandated arms embargo prohibiting the sale of weapons to the junta. It cited reports of military abuses that it warned could amount to war crimes. A conference Tuesday led by the United Nations and Haiti's government brought pledges of $600 million to help Haiti recover from a powerful earthquake that struck the southern part of the island last year. The pledges included $50 million from the U.S. Agency for International Development, focused on food security, agricultural jobs, nutrition programs, and financial education. The European Union added more than $30 million to that amount. Canada pledged nearly $20 million. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.